This podcast is brought to you by Friends of Compassion Podcast.
He says, our image of God shapes our spiritual direction and future. In a sense, he says that the way we view God shapes our spiritual direction and future. Why is it so important about spiritual? Please, you have to know this. It is spiritual, or it is spirit that gives birth to the physical. So life is very spiritual. So we have to control life from the realm. Otherwise, we are going to be victims. Life is very spiritual. Let me give you an example. I remember when I was much younger, which I am. Say amen for me.
Amen.
I'm in my early 20s now. Say amen.
Amen.
Yes. During my bachelor's, there was this guy who was a first class student. First class. Yeah. Second year, he had a spinal problem. So the group in our class, they said that they were going to contribute money, and they did contribute the money. But I told them, and I was a class rep, I told them that no, we have the program. Let's take the guy so that we can pay for him. No, they said they wanted money. They went above God all the money that they wanted. Third year, first class student, the guy died. Do you remember the time where the guy who did Black Panther?
Chadwick.
That day. Another lady that was in our class, Charlotte, was also a first class student. She graduated and she was now a lecturer in one of our cities in the country. One university. She was going to deliver and she died. And this will not happen to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I am not saying this to scare you, no. I'm just saying that life is spiritual. It is. I want you to have a proper perspective. You've come from your room to come and spend some few hours. Okay, an hour here. No, please, let me say hour. Okay, before it now starts to be like 2 hours. No, an hour. The reason why you came is not because we want to have numbers. It's because of something why you came. And life is out there. That's why we are trying to make this practical as we can. Life is out there. He says our image, our view of God. So the thing is, the way we view God is going to shape our spiritual direction. Let me give you the reasons why we should have a good image of God. Let me give you a reason. Why is it so important to have a good image of God? Why is it so important? Let me give you some few reasons. Number one is what? It shapes our spiritual and future. Yes. Number two, it affects our walk with Him. It affects our walk with God, because God is the one that you need in your life. We said it last week. A time is going to come in your life that nobody will be there to except God. You know what you're going through when your fees were piling up? Do you know the amount that she was supposed to pay? Close to 20,000. The testimony she gave, that was close to 20,000. And we just gave her scriptures, casting all your cares upon Him. It works. You know how the world has been shaped by the devil? They use all the energy they have as youths to acquire wealth. When they get into their 60s, when they retire, they use the wealth to fight the sickness that they have now, rising now. So it's like you go up to come down. That's the system of the world. You go up to come down. But we play by different set of rules. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We are in a different kingdom. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have, all have become new. So, the second one, it affects our walk with Him. The Bible says, can two walk together? So maybe I don't know you that much as we are walking, and I don't have a good image of you. I think I will not trust you that much.
Yeah.
And that is why sometimes our faith in God does not work. Because listen to this. Oh, I believe you. Listen to this. Every area in your life that you believe God is good for you in that area, you trust Him more in that area.
Yeah.
And that is why we are studying this. Because we want you to have a broader knowledge of who God is. So that every area of your life, because it is not about what you have, it's about the person that you have.
Mm.
He has it all. He's bigger than all. And if He is for you, who can be and what can be against? People are afraid today because they think there's no hope for them. But we are not afraid.
Mm.
He says, fear not, because I am with you.
Amen.
Do not be dismayed. I am your God.
Amen.
I am your God.
Amen.
I am your God.
Yes.
So it affects our work, okay? That is it. Second, the third one is this. Why is it important for us to have a good view of God? It hurts our approach to life. Number four, our journey in life starts to break down. Oh, how I pray that when you are free, you can go over these things. go over these things. Which one is the fifth one, right?
We are going to the fifth one.
Good. Those who know their God, they shall be what?
Strong.
Are you seeing it now?
Wow. You know whom we are believing.
Ah, is that one is so sweet. See, that's why we said this last week, okay? The fact that a preacher is angry does not mean that God is angry. The work of Jesus Christ to God, let me put it this way. God is so satisfied with the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. He's satisfied. So whenever we come, in fact, we are fruit of redemption.
Yes.
Whenever we come to, we smell good to him.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When we come, we remind him of the work that he's unfinished.
Yes.
So the fact that the preacher is angry doesn't mean that God is angry.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Christians, sometimes we are gullible. Sorry, we are that one. We go to church, whatever we think that the preacher is teaching, we take everything. The fisherman himself, his line, his hook and his boot, we're taking everything. But that's not supposed to be so. Even it's not because even when I say it, so go back and check them from here if it is true. Because it is a time that you've left your room to come here and let somebody to be playing with your life like that. It is your life. It's just one. It is just one. Okay. Now let's go to Psalm 136, where we started from. Oh, how I pray you get this. You get it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Beautiful. You get it. Oh, I know you get it. My heart was so warm when I should say warm, not burnt, because it burnt, I'll not be here. Warm. Psalm 136. Let's look at verse 1. We read this last week, right? Those who were here. Psalm 136, verse 1.
Verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He says, oh, give thanks to the
Lord.
For he is
good.
You know, let's put this way. For me is because, okay? Oh, give thanks to the Lord because he is good. Because his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
When we get scholarship, we can give thanks to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But what about when we don't? So he gives us a solid foundation, a solid ground for us to give thanks to the Lord. The reason is this, because
he is good.
We gave a definition of faith last week. You remember?
Yeah.
The one you blessed us with. Faith is believing in the goodness of God for you. When things are not happening the way they should go, we thank him because he is good. Because he is good, all that he does is good. So he takes what is not good, the good, the bad, work it together. You didn't hear what I said. Because he is good, he takes what is bad, what is evil, what is deadly, then he works it together for good. Because he can only give
good.
Good. For he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And we give a definition of the capital Lord, right? Capital L-O-R-D, Yahweh, and God, G-O-D, Elohim, creator, right? And the capital L-O-R-D, that is Adonai. Adonai, master, owner. Then Elohim, creator, God. Then this capital L, Yahweh. So that no wonder when they saw that he had this, they should change it.
Yes.
Why? Because God has come in the flesh.
Yeah.
change it. No. It was God that they had crucified.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that we had crucified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we said something beautiful here. It says, for he is good. And we gave a definition for good, not definition like the Hebrew, because the Hebrew is rich. Okay. Thank God that the Bible was written in rich, two rich languages. Old Testament for the Hebrew and New Testament, that is the Greek. Good here is what? Tov. Remember?
Yeah.
What are some of the definitions of tov? Please go on.
Pleasant.
Good.
Agreeable.
What did God say? Come, let us reason together.
Yeah.
Agreeable. Okay.
Excellent.
Rich.
Please say amen.
Amen.
We know by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that though he was rich, for our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. Receive it, because it is paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The poor cannot help the poor.
Mm.
Okay? Take it. Receive it.
Mm.
You are not supposed to be rich because of what you are studying.
Mm.
We are rich because of the cross of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's paid for. Okay? No wonder he says that Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more. This is beautiful. All these are good news, right? Pleasant, right? Rich. Excellent.
Valuable in estimation.
Glad.
Happy. Welfare.
Go on.
Prosperity.
Please, you get this.
Amen.
You get it. Please. See, he said, we read here, for he is good.
Mm.
Okay? for he is pleasant. Right, last week, for he is excellent. He is not saying that God has goodness or God has excellence. This is what he's saying. Oh, you get it. He's saying that when we see pleasantness, is God. Okay. When we see excellence, is God. When you see prosperity, is God. When you see goodness, is God. It's the same way we can separate water from the sea. And you know, water in the sea is the same. So let's say again, the way we view God is going to affect our work with Him. Mm-hmm. Last week we talked about how they sang this song and they won battles. You remember where the king Jehoshaphat, three kings came against him. This is faith. God said, "You are not going to fight in this battle. Mm-hmm. You are not going to fight. This battle is mine. But you go there, go and sing."
What are you saying?
Go and sing. These people came with soldiers and saying, go and sing.
What are you saying?
I know. Do not have problem. I'm sorry. Do not have problem. Because we are familiar with that, so we think that we know it. No. No problem. If something passed through your eyes, whether you're going to sing or not. So he says that, Isaiah 51, I believe, he says, sing, oh you barren, you that you have not born, sing. It's like God is being unfair. God is being rude or crude. Somebody who is infertile, you're telling him or her to sing. But that's not how God sees. See, if you're going to work with him, you have to see what he sees. He's saying that start singing. Because what you're looking for has already come. So start singing. So he said, sing you, that you are not born. Today, maybe some of us are a problem today. That time, King Jehoshaphat was enemies, real enemies. Today, some people, their own is mathematics. That is their enemy. When you get mathematics, like the whole world is coming to an end. Okay, that's just by the way. But this is quite interesting. It says sing. Sing. We have to learn how to sing. Get song, sing. But it's not any song last week we talked about. It's not any song that we should sing. In my mind, John Cena, G. Hey, G. Then you are there. Then you are there. I'm sorry. I'm not saying that. Don't sing that. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that song. Songs like that cannot win in life battles.
No.
You see, coronavirus is so real that you can't use G. you'll be there, be that. Your nose will be green.
Go fast.
It's just saying, you know, some of you, God is good. God is generous. Yeah. Some of you cannot sing. Because when it starts singing, dog starts to bark. Start singing, that dog starts to bark. But God says in His love, in His mercies, He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms. In hymns, in spiritual speaking. Some of you, as you are singing, you know, you think you are singing. No, you are talking. He's talking. We can sing. Say amen.
Amen.
We can sing.
We are the singers.
We can sing. Same with you as the thing you are singing, they are talking. But God is merciful. It's just speaking to yourselves. Amen. In psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Then the next line, singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord. But what was the content of the song that made them to win? They said, for His mercy endures forever. And the Bible says God sent ambushment from where? From heaven. God's mercies endure for how long? Forever. God sent from where? From heaven. You see this? And let's close with this one. Are you ready to see this one?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to 2 Chronicles. This was the time that Solomon had finished the temple. His father told him to build. He has brought in the Ark of the Covenant, and he has brought priests that have polished the temple nicely, put gold and everything. Brought the trumpeters, all those singers, and he brought them. They are now ministering to God. Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13.
Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one.
Okay.
To make one sound to be heard in praising.
In praising and thanking the Lord. Did you see the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D?
Yes.
You know why? Because the Ark of the Covenant was there. So what is Yahweh? What is Yahweh? It means God of relationship, God of covenant, covenant keeping God, God of friendship. Do you want to see more of this? You know, Psalm 23, it says, this is what it says, the Lord is my shepherd. That Lord is capital L-O-R-D, capital, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Passion Translation brings it out beautifully.
The Lord is my best friend.
The Lord is my
best friend.
So I see you now. Is God of Covenant. Mm-hmm. He is my shepherd and also my best friend.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to 2 Chronicles 5. So he says, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. Okay. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpet and cymbals, please, I see this in the Bible. Yeah. Please say this in the Bible. An instrument of the music, and praise the Lord, saying, what were they saying? Saying, oh, please go on. Saying, what were they saying? For he is good, for his mercy endures
forever.
Oh, please. If you're going to forget everything, please don't forget this one. Please get this. Please follow. When they sang this, that the house of the Lord, capital L, have you seen the capital L? The house was filled with what? With cloud. So that the priest could not continue ministering because of the
cloud.
Okay, now, after the cloud, what do you have there? Is it semicolon or comma? Some of you have comma, some of you have colon, some of you have semi. I see something. Yes, it says, for the glory of the Lord filled the house. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. For the glory of the Lord. Oh, don't miss this one. Don't miss this one. I want you to get it. Eh? Please. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
When they sang, for he is good and his mercy endures forever, the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Can you keep that in your mind? Mm-hmm. When they sang, for he is good, his mercy endures forever, the glory of the Lord filled the house. Can you keep that? Please bless us. Mm-hmm. Go to Exodus 33. Still
God,
be here.
Man of God, I'm saying something.
Yeah, you're seeing it, right?
Yes,
go there. Exodus 33. You will get it in Jesus' name. Let's hear what Moses asked for. Okay? Mind you, over here, when they sang, for he is good, his mercy endures forever. The Bible says, the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Verse 18. What did Moses say?
Please show me your glory.
Over here, when they sang, for he is good, his mercy endures forever. The Bible says, the glory of the Lord filled. Moses said, show me your
glory.
What was God's answer?
And he said, I'll make all my goodness pass before you.
Did you get that?
Yes,
sir. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You said it. Goodness cannot be separated from God. In fact, God is when there is one God. When you say good, when you take one O, it's God. This is his character. And you can't separate God's character from his personality. They are one. We said it last week. The gift and the giver of the gift, they are one. So, whatever God gives you, he gives you himself. He gives you salvation, but he gives you himself. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So, what we have, we don't have a thing, we have a person. Christ is made unto us wisdom, made unto us righteousness, made unto us holiness, made unto us redemption. So, whatever he gives himself. No wonder David never lost the battle. You know why? Because, listen, the people that came against Jehoshaphat, when they sang, for his mercy endures forever, the Bible says God sent ambushment from where? From heaven. What did David say in Psalm 23, verse 6? Surely his goodness and his mercy, they follow me. And that is why, are you seeing it now?
Yeah.
I saw it every time, but how? No, it is himself that is following us every day.
Yeah.
Himself.
Yeah.
We say angels, fine, but I'm telling you, this is God himself. The way we see God is going to shape our relationship with him. He's good. His mercy. So anytime we say, for surely his goodness, his mercy, the same thing. So what happened to them from heaven towards the enemies in the temple, glory filled? You are not just quoting something. You are saying something that touches the core of God. So no wonder David was called the man after God's heart, because he touched God's heart by knowing who he is, his goodness and his mercy. If you touch a person's heart, you will get a person's hand.
Mm-hmm.
So if you touch God's heart, you will get God's hand.
Mm-hmm.
If I want something from you, what I have to do is to get to touch your heart. You know how people convince people, they will touch your heart, they say, oh, I'm so touched. Then now, you know, take something from your pocket. It's something that we have to learn. Why was David called the man after God's heart? We have given a lot of reasons. I'm telling you, this guy knew who God was.
Yeah.
His heart. One time, one guy came, said, good master. He came to Jesus. Good master, what must I do? I will have eternal life. Jesus said, why do you call me good? He doesn't say that he's not good. Get what he's saying. He says, no man is good except God. This is what he's saying. You are calling me good. Are you saying that I am God? Then I gave him the law. Whatever. That's why we have to touch God's heart. It's a relationship. It is not about maybe you woke up this morning, you didn't pray, so God is good. What are you talking about? Do you not think that God does not understand human relationship? Maybe what you're doing, you slept off late and you have to go somewhere. So God does not understand. The Bible says we have a high priest. It's not that it's now we have a ritual, a legalistic approach to God. It's not like that. One more. Let me show one more. Then close. Okay. One more. Then close. So we read last week, goodness came from the priest and became a man. Became a flesh. Man. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. Go to Acts chapter 10. This is the time that Peter got a vision to go and minister to this Italiano, because the guy has been given arms and he was not born again. So Peter went there to give him a message. Let's see what Peter said. Acts chapter 10, verse. How God
anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
Oh, can you say amen?
Amen.
How God anointed Jesus Christ of, okay, Jesus of Nazareth with what?
The Holy Spirit.
And with
power.
Who went about
doing good.
He cannot but do good.
And healing.
Even healing. Before he did healing, he went about doing good. Good came in the flesh. Good came in the flesh. So when you approach him, he's so good that sometimes we don't understand the kind of goodness. So that's something that if a preacher is angry, that doesn't mean that God is angry. He came to do was to do good. Then after that, and healing, all opened to the devil. Another one. He came out of the water. Heavens were open to him. He went to the wilderness driven by the Holy Spirit and all that. He came back. The Bible says he came back full of the Holy Spirit. Let's see what he said. Luke 4, verse 18.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Oh, say the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Oh, one more time, say the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Yes, because we have received an unction, an anointing from the Holy One, and we know all things. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This anointing teaches us all things. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon
me.
And he has anointed
me
to do what?
To preach the gospel to the poor.
Let's from the New Living Translation. The first thing that he came to do.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
He has anointed me
to bring good news.
Good. So he cannot but do good. This is his heart.
Good.
If you touch his heart, you get good. It does not matter anyone who has gone ahead of you. No need to run like a race in life. It is not a race. It is God who picks. The Bible says God picks a beggar from the dunghill and puts him among princes to rule. This is what God does. And you know what? Those who trust in his goodness for them. So somebody can ask you, do you believe that God is good? This is not a slogan. It's not a cliche. When we say God is good, we mean it. Because it is God who has sent his son Jesus Christ come and die for us. We have read John 3:16 before. Let's read it from the Amplified AMPC and let's close. John 3:16, the Amplified version.
For God so greatly loved.
Oh, can you say amen?
Amen.
Over here, not just so greatly.
Okay. So greatly
so
loved.
So greatly loved.
And dearly prized the world.
No wonder when he came as a man, no wonder when he came, sinners were coming to him, prostitutes. The Pharisees couldn't. Why? Because they thought they were so pure by keeping the legalist. If I'm saying, please, the drunkards and the prostitutes, if you know some, bring them to these meetings. The Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost. Bring them.
We'll have to visit the police.
Somebody say, hey, pastor, you're backslid.
No more visitation.
No, maybe we'll just be there. And we'll say somebody, hey, you went. I'll stay here. Okay. No, for God, please look at God's heart. Okay. Yeah.
And dearly prized the world that
he
even gave up his only begotten unique son.
This is, I think that one is in bracket, right? Unique. God gave the world of sinners the best heaven has. So the Bible says, if God did not spare his own son but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely, say freely, free,
freely.
It is there most of the time, freely. He gave us freely.
Yeah.
Jesus told them, freely you have received, freely give. He does that every time. What is expensive to man, or what is quality to man, you have to buy. It's expensive. Sometimes they do buy. But what is needed by man, which is so expensive, man cannot buy. So God has to give it to you for free.
Mm.
Okay. Give us his unique son.
So that whoever believes in, trusts in,
yes,
clings to, relies on, him shall not perish.
Shall not perish. AMPC, they brought it out. Please read on.
Come to destruction.
You shall never come to destruction in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It is reality. Anyone who has believed in Jesus Christ,
be lost.
You will see that. Why? Because we are found in Christ.
Mm.
If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have, all have become. This is all of God's heart. It was his goodness that sent Jesus Christ to come die for man. You could have said they should perish.
Mm.
Because we don't deserve his goodness. But he said, overcome evil with good. Because he himself is good. And we were evil. And we were his enemies. That's what he does. He's forever good. Thank him, worship right now. Just go thank him, worship him.
Wherever you are, you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, pray this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I thank you for giving up your Son, Jesus Christ, for my sins. I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord over my life from today. I receive your eternal life into my spirit now, and I receive your Holy Spirit. I ask him to come and live in me now in the name of Jesus Christ. If you prayed that prayer, congratulations. You're a child of God now, and God sees you as a son or daughter. God bless you. I want to pray a prayer for you right now. Now, may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, make you complete in every good work, make you perfect in every way to do his will, working in you what is well pleasing in his sight, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Stay tuned for the next episode.